Please relax. Take a big, deep breath if you need to. Oh, breathing helps relax. We're going to do a centering meditation. First, I would like to call in the energy of Archangel Michael. I call in the energy of all the guides and the teachers and the beings that surround us. We invite those ones of guidance into the room with us now. Please touch us with your light. So please sit up straight as you can, with still remaining relaxed and comfortable. I want you to imagine the core of your being like a tube of light that runs down the center of your body, corresponding to the spine. This core of light runs from the top of your head at the fontanelle to the base of your spine at the perineum. Imagine that core of light radiating bright white light inside of you. This is the core of light that is within each one of us. It's our core of awakening, our core of enlightenment. And we each share that. It's where we are all one. It's where we all experience unity consciousness, being one with all things. Attune your energy to that column of light, your core. And then bring your attention to the heart chakra. It's right in the middle of your chest, and you can touch it with your finger if you need to remind your body where it is. Now, imagine that heart chakra like a beautiful rose blossoming, blooming, unfolding, opening up and up and up, radiating love energy, heart energy, from the core. It's like a cone, begins in the core and opens outward into your chest area, filling your chest cavity with love. Feel that love. Let it go out into the world. Feel the love for all things from that core radiating out through the heart. Now, bring your attention right into the middle of your head. It's a spot called the Cave of Brahman. It's right in the middle of your head, between your ears and back about 2 or 3 inches from your third eye, which is between the eyebrows and slightly above. Right in that spot at the Cave of Brahman are 3 glands, the pineal, the pituitary, and the hypothalamus. That is a magic spot. If you can put your attention there, try to put your attention right in the middle of your head and feel that spot, because that spot is where we connect with the cosmos in our subtle bodies. From that spot, imagine a cone-shaped vortex that goes out the top of your head and expands wider and wider into the heavens. That's the crown chakra. The crown chakra is where we experience the light of the divine coming into our bodies. Feel that light pouring down into you, into the cave of Brahman through your crown chakras, opening up and up into the heavens. And now, envision a lotus blossom that has not opened yet. Envision it right in front of your forehead, outside of your body, right beyond the third eye. It's white. Envision that lotus. And then invite the energy of Archangel Michael to come in and permeate that lotus blossom. And imagine his color blue. It's an electric blue. It's a very deep, deep blue. Sort of like the sky turns just before it gets dark. Just after sunset. Envision that blue coming in and filling that lotus blossom, turning it blue. This is the energy of Archangel Michael coming into your being. Invite his presence in, invite that light in. And then bring that lotus blossom into the center of your head, the cave of Brahman. Bring it inside your body and watch it bloom into a 1,000-petaled lotus. Watch it open and open and open, layer after layer, expanding, expanding, coming into the crown chakra, filling the crown chakra with the blue light of Archangel Michael. He's here in the room with us. He's filling us with presence. And now sit with that. Be with it. As we have some silence, just a few moments of silence. Now, while you are still relaxed, slowly open your eyes and slowly come back into the room, holding on to that peace. Let that peace, which passeth all understanding, be with you throughout the day. Hold this state as you come back and open your eyes.